I've been here for the last 2 months, and the period of which I assess the situation in South Sudan to be currently relatively calm, but very fragile because of the situation that develops within minutes, as it were, in the last few weeks.
Right. The government of South Sudan has recently described the country or parts of the country as being in a war zone. What does this mean for your work as a force commander in protecting civilians in these areas? And what steps can you take or the mission take to assist to bring peace?
UNMISS has got a mandate. The mandate is given by the Security Council, and currently we are dealing with the UN Security Council Resolution 2252 of August 2015, which gives us the first mandate of protection of civilians. When situations arise that particular areas are declared war zones, or as it were, areas that are not approachable, then it becomes difficult for us to be able to carry out our mandate. And therefore, the areas that the government of South Sudan has declared to be unsafe for us to venture will include the equatorials and anything south of Juba, which they have declared that we cannot have, especially our flight to those areas. We feel for the people in those areas. We have the presence in those areas, but our presence is restricted because of the safety that is not guaranteed by the operating forces that are in that area. And therefore, this may look as though we are not able to reach all the people as we would have liked. And therefore, my wish is to call the government of South Sudan to declare those areas safe as soon as possible, especially for the humanitarian agencies to be able to move in and the force to assist the people in whatever form so that they can come to normalcy.
Right. In recent times, there have been queries as to the nature of UNMISS troop responsibility for civilians in distress and how this is executed in the field. Can you please explain what the rules of engagement for your troops on the ground are when it comes to dealing with civilians in distress? What can they do and when can they do it?
First of all, let me say that the first responsibility of protection of civilians in any given country like South Sudan is the responsibility of the government in place. And therefore, the government of South Sudan has the responsibility to protect the civilians. However, where we have civilians who are under imminent danger and require our protection, our force has always been there to do that. And we are doing that in several areas that we have, the people of South Sudan have run into, and we protect those areas using all means that we have, according to the authorization that we have been given by the Security Council. And it will not be wise not to say that we have all the necessary required force that can be able to protect the people of South Sudan who are in imminent danger. However, this has stretched the capacity that we have. The capacity we have cannot be able to cover all the areas, but the areas we have been able to reach, we have covered them effectively, and the soldiers have the rules of engagement. Within the rules of engagement, it explains how to use force, including lethal force. We are able to use including lethal force to protect the civilians under imminent danger. However, I still call upon the government of South Sudan to know that the way they do their things is part of the protection of civilians. When there is large displacement of civilians, it affects the government operations and it affects the peace process. I therefore call upon the government of South Sudan to be able to assist their civil population as we do assist them in the current scenario.